Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
So I just want to tell you the temperatures are balmy today, starting out in 20.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually took some recyclables out. It actually felt a little bit warmer.
Felt warmer. Did not feel like 1 degree.
Yeah, actually felt okay. I think maybe we're just becoming like Eskimos.
I don't know.
As you're sipping your, is that a cleanser?
It's a cleanse. I'm really getting annoyed.
Beth is on the cleanse.
Yeah, well, I'm 2 weeks into this diet. Still only down.
Is Danielle's last name or that?
Yeah, Danielle.
Danielle, if you're listening, your assistance might be needed very soon.
Yeah, intervention.
Beth is starting to lose some hope here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still only down 2 pounds, and Danielle said to me that I should do the cleanse 2 days in a row, then I'll see a difference once I do that. So I'm doing that, and I'm hoping for the best. But I just feel like my body is completely is rebelling and is not working for me. And
I think a couple of days going to the gym would actually
be okay.
That's what I think would work. Hard work at the gym. I think you'll shake it up.
I've got to get through this cleanse, and then on Friday and the weekend I'll go to the gym, and we'll see if I can mix it up and think happens for me.
I think it will. I think you're gonna see. Once you do that, you're gonna be like, why wasn't I listening to Darren all along?
Well, maybe we can also get a piece of equipment in here, like buy it from somebody off a truck and just like
we can
maybe
go on,
a spin bike falls off the truck.
We can take a look on Westchester Keg. So we were talking about that group on Facebook. They actually do a lot of cool stuff.
All right, so we'll see. Because my big piece of my big problem is I don't want to put it together.
I don't want to put it together either.
Right. So
see, you and I are on the same side.
It looks like it's cheap, and then it's like $100 to put it together.
Right. It's cheap because it is cheap.
This is true.
There was a friend of mine I used to work with posted a story on Facebook about kids in New Jersey who were getting fined by the police for going around and
wow.
Can you believe it? And it's disgusting that a town, I don't know where in New Jersey it is, but would actually do something to make kids feel like they're doing something wrong by being entrepreneurial, doing hard work, going around. I mean, it's just insane that somebody would actually try to find a way to put these kids out of business. I mean, they should be doing everything they can to incent these kids and reward them for this type of behavior, because that's exactly what you want to be doing. Once they're going out, finding ways to make money on their own, working hard. I mean, people really that inconvenient. Some of the rules that some of these towns have in place are really mind-boggling. I'm sure every town has its own set of laws and rules that if you look at them, you're like, what were they thinking when they had that ordinance or this statute or whatever it might be? But, I mean, when I saw that, it's like infuriating because we talk about all the things about
well, I have, I have an idea. You know how the roads are all, like, messed up and because of snow everywhere?
You want to put them on a chain gang?
No. Maybe there's an issue with, like, usually they offer, maybe they haven't been able to meet their parking ticket fines because people really aren't parking because there's no place to park and it's, like, a mess outside. So maybe they're losing money for parking tickets and they have to get another revenue stream.
So they ticket kids that are...
So they're ticketing kids that are handing out flyers. Hey, I mean, it could be very well be.
It's a little far-fetched, but I mean, I guess that could be.
There's always, they remember they have to meet their quota. They got to meet those numbers.
Right. The only one that doesn't seem to have a quota is mail service, right? In terms of how many pieces of mail they get to the house, right? Like we said,
well, no, they have it. I found out that if it's too treacherous to come up your front walk, they won't do it.
Okay, well.
Although, this mailman.
One guy with the mailman is terrific.
Yeah, well, no. All I can say is whichever mailman or excuse for a mailman went ahead and took one of the invitations that was returned to us wet with a magic marker through
Butchered.
The address.
Butchered.
For an address that literally is around the corner from our home, and he knows that that's the block.
It looks like our invitation guy was like a bullfight.
Yeah, I mean, but it was just so rude because it's not like I missed it by, anything. I missed it by, instead of saying Sheldrake Road, I wrote Sheldrake Place or something, and they didn't deliver it around the corner.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
That is wrong. Down center.
And I'm going to take it into the post office and give them a piece of my mind.
By the way, did we ever get the other package, not mentioning what it is, for our daughter?
No, we never got it. It never came.
Cool.
I have to call that X out company.
Okay.
Can you...
I will.
Let me see. Who I am sure can't get out because we have the child gate up there, and there's no way she's finding her way out of the upstairs without unlocking the gate. Saying no matter who's up there, they always have a problem with the gate.
Family proof.
Yes.
No, just baby poop. It's family poop. Nobody can come up or down.
Well, considering we don't have 2-year-olds anymore, it's really worth keeping the dog out now with that thing.
It's actually good that we do have it.
Now it is good that we have it, but she knows
she
can't
go up
there.
She wreaks havoc. She'll start whining at the top of the fence because she knows she can't get through. You've been very bad lately, Santana. I want to let you know. She's becoming very unruly. She really
is. I know.
She's whining incessantly. She's starting to table surf. Right? We're getting into some very bad habits.
Well, it's funny. I was on the phone the other day with a reporter who was talking about his dog and how, you know, his vet told him to feed the dog a certain amount of food per day. We were always searching for stuff. And he said, the dog is food obsessed. What do I do? And
probably not feed it more.
No. I mean, but it gets to a point where it's like always looking for food, and that's what she is. She's always like, wait,
does somebody have something to calm me down here? Somebody
right.
Have something to make me go away? I'll take it. So going through your favorite paper this morning, the New York Post. I don't know what it is. I think you convinced me that maybe the New York Times is no longer the publication.
It gets right to the point.
So a couple things. Oberman's petty insult to ego will nuke ESPN stint. I'm not really sure what that's about, but I'm assuming New York Post doesn't really care for Oberman, considering how left-wing he is. And then there's a article about Bradley Cooper, American Sniper.
Oh, really?
Okay, that's what that was about. Okay. And then something here about VA secretary admits he lied about Army service. So what is this now? Like after Brian Williams now, they're trying to go and find all these people that sort of lied about their past? Is that what's going on? It seems like there's a whole bunch of that. What happened to Bill O'Reilly? Controversy around him.
Back in
the early 80s, something that he was claiming to have been seeing or part of. Read that. My mom is here, shaking her head, smiling and glee because she obviously hates Bill O'Reilly. I don't really have an opinion on Bill O'Reilly one way or the other. I think sometimes. I guess this is newsworthy that the character Santana from Glee or dog who shares the same name. She's pregnant. Did you know that, Beth?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, February is a brutal month. They must be just in need of stories. Latch on to anything they can find because there's really not a whole lot going on.
Well, I told you about I posted about on Facebook the Glee episode about the city has a $1 billion surplus this year.
$1 billion.
You don't even hear from that. So when you break it down and you look at the money that they saved, and that's what I posted yesterday because we were totally annoyed when we were in the city how the roads were disgusting and you could kill yourself falling all over the place. And it was bad for cars, pedestrians. And sure enough, what did I find? But the fact that the sanitation department is the one department that has saved the most money in all of New York
and
City.
Because they didn't spend money on salt?
Well, it's a sad state of affairs when the sanitation department, which is responsible for picking up trash and keeping the streets clean, saved money. Spend the money and keep the streets clean and keep the trash off the roads, too. I mean, that's like going back to the 70s. Like, do you remember? I mean, yeah. How do you think Oscar the Grouch got started? Because he was in a dirty garbage can. And he started it in the 70s around, like, the Koch administration. He was an angry grouch in a garbage can.
You sound like an angry grouch. In
a garbage can. But we have a new garbage can.
Yeah, we do. We have a new garbage
can.
Very
nice garbage can.
But you're not
going to
be popping out of that anytime soon.
No, exactly.
I think your son just came out. I will get his breakfast.
Okay. Oh, you're so nice. So, yeah, so that was, it was interesting, but they were talking about all the different, and the, what you call it, the sanitation department is at the top of the list.
Yeah, the ones that save money?
I have to look at the article, but, yeah, I mean, there were a lot
did
of...
Did it mention anybody that went significantly over budget?
No, it just talked about, I mean, normally, I guess they were in a, I don't know if they were in a deficit or something. I mean, it costly said, like, $78 million to run the budget.
Well, I would think that the police department or whatever would have to go over budget for all the amount of money they had to spend shutting down riots this past year, right?
Yeah, so that's...
I would think that they spent a lot of money, right?
Yeah, so maybe they told everyone else to...
cut back.
Stop shoveling snow.
Right, because we have a lot of money we need to spend for the police department this year because of...
All the overtime?
All the overtime. 14.
Yeah, they didn't... Well, yeah, they didn't discuss all of the overages on that side of it, but they did go over all the other departments that did a good job saving money this year.
Oh, right.
At the expense of pedestrians.
And like us, when we were walking through the streets on Saturday.
Right, that's why I posted. I said, if it's a good thing I didn't fall, because I would have sued the city for $1 billion. Right, that
was good. So I kind of start restocking our wine inventory again. We were low. I went by one of my favorite stores yesterday.
Oh yeah,
Vintology. I saw my guy Dean over there. It's one of the few stores in the area. I should say really in Scarsdale that I can really stand going to. He's great. He's definitely been a supporter of my business, which is nice. He actually sponsored a camp last year. Not sure if he's going to this year or not, but I always like going in there because he's got great stuff. And he's one of the few, like, in the area that doesn't try to rip you off with prices that are 30% higher for any other type of good. So the reason why I was a little late coming back yesterday for dinner that you made. Well, by the way, you made a very nice dinner last night. That was very good. Spaghetti. Yeah, was it spaghetti?
I made angel hair spaghetti, which I didn't even eat. And chicken meatballs.
But the reason I was a little bit late is I actually stopped over at the store at Vintology to pick up a couple bottles of wine, and I ended up speaking to him for about 25 minutes inside the store.
Oh, my God.
I know. I feel like I'm real Yenta. Like, just
did you?
Walking in.
Meeting people.
Meet, no, and I said, hey, Dean, how you doing? Good to
hey,
see
maybe,
you.
Maybe, does they have any openings?
Or maybe we could have him on one of our shows.
We should have him on the show. We should totally have him on the show. That would be a good idea.
We'll have him on the show and have him maybe talk about some wine one day. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it in the evening and we'll have a wine tasting with Dean around the kitchen table. Or we could bring the computer to Dean's store and do a tasting at Vintology. We can always take the show on the road. We did do it at the Carlton Hotel.
We did, right?
Very easy to take our show on the road. We're mobile.
You just need a laptop, right?
Just need a laptop and a Wi-Fi.
That's pretty good. But, yeah, if anybody who lives in the area is looking for a wine store with a guy who's very knowledgeable and very fair with the prices and really does a good job of screening the stuff that he puts on the shelves, I would highly recommend going to Vintology. And I don't say that lightly, given that, like I said, I try not to shop in this area if I can avoid it at all.
I know. I feel like I haven't gone shopping. I haven't. You would be happy to know, I have not had a manicure since the summer or pedicure.
You say I'd be happy to know that?
Well, because it's the
same. Why would that make me happy?
Because that saves you like $100 a month.
Manicures cost $100.
Manicure, no, manicure, pedicure. Manicure and a spa pedicure is upwards of like anywhere between $70 to $85.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe I should go into that business.
Yeah. Because they always look at me, they're like, oh, you need a spa pedicure. You want a spa pedicure? And then I'm like, sure. And then it's like $85. So I haven't.
Is that including the tip?
Yeah.
How much is tip these people?
Well, the one that does your toes, it's those 50, whatever.
Well, the one that does your toes, you get tipped.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, like, they give that one, like, about $6 or $7, and the other one can give about, like,
$3. Right. And tonight, when they do
that's
the...
Another 10.
I'm just curious, how does that... I always say how that works. When somebody does it, when somebody goes and gets a mani-pedi, is it somebody who's working on their hands or somebody who's working on their toes?
Sometimes somebody does both.
But, like, when
yeah, but there are times that they split up.
Get splitting up, like, somebody's actually working
yeah.
Both at the same time?
Sometimes, yeah.
And how do they decide who has to do the hands and who does the toes?
I don't know.
Or,
I don't know.
Do you think after they're done with the customer, they have
they
an
look
argument?
At it and they have, yeah.
They have an argument afterwards and say, your turn next?
Maybe. I don't know. But you know what? Having not had the pedicure in a very long time, my nails and my toes have been healthier than ever.
That's great.
Look, if you polish on your toes for too long, it gets weird.
I've been meaning to tell you how great your toes are.
Well, my nail had separated from the nail bed in the summer. That was the problem where I, like, got very upset, and that happened, and they said because of an aggressive manicure, and so
that is the term that Beth used.
Somebody said
times.
That's called first world problems, aggressive manicure.
An aggressive manicure. I think you used that term probably 10 to 15 times. You're pointing to something on your finger, right? And you had an infection. And just saying,
wasn't
yes,
an infection. It was an infection. It had separated from the nail
first. Right, but you said it's because of an aggressive
manicure. Yeah. Well, that's what the dermatologist said. He said, he's like, oh, this is an aggressive manicure. Oh, my God. That's terrible. So I have it. So they lost my money now since the summer.
I'm trying to think if anybody who's actually picked up business from us will go ahead.
Fresh direct
is benefiting from our frugal ways.
Yeah.
Who else is benefiting from? Well, I went to Walmart.
Staples. I mean.
Oh, Staples. I don't think if there's anything else that where we steered more stuff towards a certain company because we've been coming back for not really too much. We've just been lowering our overall to-do.
Yeah, just haven't been shopping at the mall, get a mock going and doing my usual little visits to Ann Taylor and White House Black Market. I've steered my money to Isagenics. I still have my money on Isagenics, and I better be losing 15 pounds by next year.
We're betting big on it.
Yeah.
We're betting big, right?
All I want is, like, I'm telling you, 13 pounds by April 18th. It's got to happen. So,
okay, and you still have plenty of time to get there. It's not going to happen all at once. We've talked about that several times.
But it's tough because I will go to the gym. I will go to the gym, but it's very depressing as a woman to be working this hard to lose weight, and it just you hit a certain age, and it just body just like I'm not interested in playing these games.
You think that's it? You think age?
Absolutely. This is my diet. Even Jenny Craig, like, the first week I think I lost 3 or 4 pounds, and then after that,
maybe you need to start eating spicier foods too.
In general. Really?
Yeah, I think so. Every time I seem to see people who lost weight or something,
put pepper in it.
Seems like spice helps.
It does.
Well, you think, right?
Because your stomach it reacts to it. Well, it's so funny because with this cleanse, you're supposed to take these two chocolates, and the chocolates are actually quite good. And I think they have
fat. Are they quite good by anybody's standard or quite good when you've been starving?
They're quite good when you've been starving. I think they have, like, cayenne pepper in them.
Really?
So, yeah, they do. They have a kick to them. So I do think that it is to your point.
I know I wanted to bring something up. There was a video that was posted. Speaking of our dog and animals, there was a something actually that I know my mom would very much like to see and share with all her friends on Facebook. But there was a video posted by our friend Jamie, who has a company called Dog On It. But she posted a thing on this woman, this actress, who went through a day of putting herself through the stuff that animals go through with cosmetic companies. terms of the testing that they do, how an animal subject to the conditions that these animals are subject to with cosmetic companies in terms of the testing, watching them and seeing the person and all the gyrations and contortions and pain that they're actually in when they're doing it. And it's very, very upsetting to see. And I was very impressed with it because it is a very good wake-up call for people out there who are blind to the fact that these cosmetic companies test on these animals and have no reason to do so.
I know my mom
is a big advocate for all the animals out there and signs up for various causes, not all of which I agree with, but on this one here, without a doubt, if you are a cosmetics company out there, I don't know who it might be right now because I haven't researched enough. Cut the animal testing. It's not necessary. And from what I understand, not only is it not necessary, it doesn't give reliable results. The testing that you do on the animals anyway doesn't translate well over to human beings. So why do it? Just for these companies to give themselves the comfort of saying, oh, no, we tested it out and it's fine. I mean, it's ridiculous. But I'm telling you, you should see this video. Imagine one of our animals going through, if you watch what this person has to go through in this room with this person who's just yanking and pulling and putting stuff on the skin and in their eyes and stuff like that. It'll leave you devastated in terms of watching it.
Okay.
So, no, I'm serious. The people out there should, I'm not going to go and say in terms of, I haven't put myself in the same company as PETA or PETA or whatever you want to call them, people that have to treat animals because I think they're a bit radical. But at the same time, the people and the animals that can't speak for themselves, somebody needs to be speaking out for them. So
our dog, speaking of theft again, I already gave her some treats, so you got to give her a toy.
Yeah, she's
eating way too much right now.
She's
going stir crazy.
She's out of control. I'm going to start doing some testing on you with my, you know what, in a second. You don't cut it out, right?
Well, she wants to go to the you know where.
Maybe today I will. Maybe I'll take her you know where if it does get warm enough.
Let me see. I'll tell you how much it's supposed to go up to because I don't know.
The only thing is when it gets too warm over there, girlfriend, then it starts really becoming disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's going to go up to today.
That's okay. That's good. You don't want to get. See, Matt, right now, believe it or not, you don't want it to be too warm and go over there. Because
it's
too warm,
it's
disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, you want it to be warm enough so that you're not freezing your tuchus off when you're there, but you still want the surface to be kind of icy because the alternative is, like I said, is not pleasant to look at.
Well, and I have to tell
maybe you'll take her instead.
No, I will not. I am not, especially not in the state that she's in. But it's Sunday it's supposed to be 39, Monday it's supposed to be 45 degrees.
Oh boy, I just got a text from our daughter. Let's see what this text
is. What's the problem?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, so this is, Daddy, can you do me a favor? I have a document on the computer that I typed up last night, and it started with whatever. Could you email that to me? My email. Okay, that's not true. I thought she was going to ask me to bring something over to the school or something like that. A minute or so, I got to find this document on her computer and email it to her.
Okay.
And that's not too bad. We've gotten other types of texts like, Daddy this, Daddy that, and before you know it, it ends up taking up 2 hours of my day. This is the benefit of technology is that the request from kids now, I guess, can be resolved in a matter of minutes instead of me having to drive somewhere to give her what she got.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Which could be the same thing like with everything, right? With books now, like, how many times do kids call parents, oh, I forgot this book, can you bring it to school? Or I got this, can you bring it? So, what is it? Sorry, that's our inconsolable dog, and it's our fault because we spoiled this dog rotten, and we should be ashamed of ourselves for how well we treat you. Okay? You don't realize how lucky you are coming all the way up from Tennessee. God knows what they would have done with you. Be happy.
Although I have to say, I spoke to a guy who's like a dog trainer, stunt guy, is like stunt dogs. He does shows all over the country. And he, what he does is he takes rescue dogs and then he turns them into these stunt dogs. And he told me that there's actually some woman in Nashville who helps rescue shelter dogs and rescues, and to the point where, like, there are a lot of kill shelters down there. So he was telling me a story of a dog that he had adopted that she helped hide a bunch of times. Every time it was like the kill day, they kept on hiding the dog. And so the dog survived, so now the dog's part of the stunt dog show.
Really?
Isn't that nice? Her name is Bernie Bilson or something, and she has, it's and her place in Nashville is called A Place to Bark.
Mm, that's cool.
Right?
Actually, I don't know if you caught, Mom was mentioning yesterday about, we're not going to name the person, but a friend of hers, I guess, that purchased a dog.
Uh-huh.
You know what the dog cost?
Oh, thanks for the interruption. Yeah. How much did the dog cost?
$1,500.
That's nuts.
I mean, is that insane?
That is insane.
I would like for somebody out there to please explain to me why anybody in their right mind would go ahead and spend $1,500 on animals, on a dog, really, or a cat, or whatever you want to say, when they can go to a shelter and get a purposely good canine.
I know.
Now, I understand if you want a specific breed, but if you do a little bit of work, you probably find the breed that you're looking for at one of the shelters. If you send, you know, an application and notice in the type of dog that you're looking for, maybe not. Maybe certain breeds that you will never, ever find at a shelter, but can't imagine that breed is that important to somebody. That they have to have that specific breed and pay $1,500. I'm sure that's probably on the low side. I'm sure that people pay thousands.
But you know what? There are also actually rescue organizations for certain dogs, even certain like a regular breed of a dog. So like our friend rescued what is it? Her?
Well,
there's breeds, but then there's like not a schnauzer, but something like that. It was. One of our friends had found a rescue, and it was an organization that just found those dogs, and so she got the puppy from the rescue organization, as opposed to it being a breed of something.
And by the way, there's a whole rule or a bunch of rules and protocol and underbelly of the breeding world that I don't even think we know about. When people buy these dogs from breeders, they are held to certain standards and restrictions. Do with dogs, and that the breeders actually have the right to take the dogs back if they don't meet, if they don't follow certain guidelines, rules, other tips they have to play that they do not. So if I'm a breeder and I sell you a dog, I can baby you.
You take the dog away from me?
Yeah, I can come back.
They would take Santana away from us because we spoil our dogs.
Well, no, they don't care because she's not. Pure breed.
Well, now she's not competing.
Right, but I think that's what it is. They want to make sure that, I guess, the lineage, nothing, I guess, traced back to that particular breeder. And I don't know what the actual reason is, but I imagine that's what it is, that they don't want anything harming their reputation, even with the dog putting out there.
So what, do they send an inspector around?
I don't know exactly what they do, but when I heard it, I'm like, really? I mean, I would think that once it's your dog, it's your dog. But I guess in some of these contracts, it doesn't work that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have your dog taken away from you. Protective services.
It's not even protective services. It's a freaking breeder out there who is just looking to line their own pockets. I mean, and then
because then they'll resell the dog to somebody else.
Yeah, I got to see what the actual reason was. But also, another thing that's close to this is this woman who goes around buying dogs $40-$50 and flips them for like $500. I'll discuss it.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. It's
dog flipper?
Yeah.
That's just awful.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got there. As usual, hey,
we meandered.
Don't know how we got there. Right?
We don't know how we got there, but we'll.
It's like when we used to go on some road trips and we rented a car and we started on point B. How do we end up at point D? Right? And somehow we just managed to be there, but we had a good time during the process.
Exactly. So I got to take our son to school, and today we didn't say either of our children's names, so that's a big plus.
Really,
I didn't.
I've been doing a good job on this.
You have, you have.
Hopefully on this podcast, you were able to hear me better. Beth pointed out that my voice sort of...
He walks around, and he goes in and out, and it gets kind of...
Well, the reason I walk around is to placate our dog.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, right. Very good reason. So okay. On that note...
Thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.